Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Back on the show, and today, I mentioned earlier, today's show is going to the dogs. We've got our friends from Rutherford County Paws joining us in the second half hour, but not to be outdone by our friends over at Kelton's True Value Hardware and Pet. Kristen Hidalgo joins us today representing Kelton's, and one of my favorite events back, thankfully. Kristen, how are you?
Good, great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for folks who have been around this area for a while, and I know that there are a lot of newbies, so we want to make sure that they understand what's going on as well tomorrow. But Kelton's is bringing back one of the big events that they used to have pre-COVID. Yep. Tell me about it.
Well, yeah, Pet Day in May started several years ago at Kelton's Hardware and Pet. And it was just a way to celebrate pet owners and primarily dogs, but people bring other pets and all the pets have to be leashed. But it was an opportunity to just celebrate their customers and people who love pets, because at Kelton's, what's one of our slogans for them is that because we love your pets too. And so the food, the accessories, the treats, all the different accoutrements that pets like and need, Kelton's carries them, and they carry the best of the best.
And there's going to be some pampering going on tomorrow, I know.
Yeah, there always is. The one of the things that they're going to be offering, rain or shine, inside store if needed, and we also have a side covering area, is $10 nail trimmings. A lot of folks really struggle with getting their dog's nails trimmed, and or they have to pay really expensive prices to go get it done. Well, there's an opportunity to get it done for $10 tomorrow at Kelton's Pet Day in May.
Wow, that is a big savings. And Kelton's has always kind of had the you know, like pets in their name, obviously, here. So, you know, that's always about pet owners. And you really serve that area of Rutherford County with services that they are not going to get anywhere else, really.
Well, you know, Kelton started back in the 60s and 70s when Mr. Kelton started selling seed out of the back of his truck with a buddy of his. I think it was his brother, if I remember correctly. And so it's a third generation a store here in Rutherford County in Murfreesboro. And we always call them, the first time I walked into their store, I said, man, this is like the Cracker Barrel of hardware stores. It really is wonderful in there. They have free popcorn and all kinds of stuff, from pet foods to grills to steel, power tools, all types of grasshopper and Gravely zero-turn mowers. But their pet food, they've really focused on that. And Sarah Kelton, Jason's wife, is the one who procures and manages that section of their store. But they really focus on the best of the best pet products.
Well, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Jason and I went to high school together, and we took some architecture classes together. And yeah. I remember him telling me he had you know, a hand in how that whole place was designed when they built it. So it's definitely built with love and care, and you know, for the community, and just a really cool place to go. And you mentioned all the hardware side, but the pet side is what we're kind of focused on with tomorrow's Pet Day in May. You said rain or shine, 9 until 3, and I think food comes in around the midway part of that, right?
Yeah, about 11:30 or so. They put some dogs on the barbecue and serve out some free food. Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds good. There are going to be lots of vendors there as well, right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Let me go back. Not dogs, hot dogs.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to go there.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be a lot of vendors there and a lot of discounts. And, you know, vendors, you know, such as Small Batch and Nutrisource and Badlands and Farmina and Victor and Honest Kitchen. And there's everything from 20% off to, like, Nutrisource is offering $8 off their large bags of kibble. And there'll also be some representatives from these different brands that will be there to talk to folks about their pets' nutrition and ways to have their pets live their best lives, and how they can help with their expertise.
And I noticed that there are different organizations if you want to find out more about maybe being an advocate for pet owners here in Rutherford County. Beasley will be there, you know, different organizations like that. So it's a wonderful event, and you can bring your, I guess, maybe we should say well-mannered four-legged friends on a leash.
Absolutely. We've had we've seen every kind of dog there. You can imagine, from the tiniest to the largest. As long as they're on a leash, they're welcome, and they all seem to have a good time. And everything has. We've never had any incidents. It's always gone well.
Yeah.
Let me, if you don't mind, let me mention some of our sponsors. Doggy Day Out is one of our sponsors. Like you said, Beasley, Set Means Set, Magic Mutt, Pretty Paws. My Four Dogs Academy and Spa, Wag It Better, and Jessica M. Art is those are some of our sponsors of this event, and they've been really fantastic in helping make this event happen.
So if I'm always too amazed by people who have, you know, larger dogs that want a place to, it's not that easy to give the dogs a bath. Well, you can do that at Kelton's. They've got this dog washing thing, or no?
Actually, that got taken out last year. So there's no longer the dog wash there. But there are places around town where you can get that done.
Well, yeah. I hate to hear that, but I know that some places make it work, and sometimes it's just not feasible. Maybe need more space for more items inside the store, right?
Well, that's what it came down to, was a space issue, and so that area was needed for a more storage space.
So if you want to find out more, KeltonsInc.com, that's the website. They've got a Facebook page as well. Just search for Kelton's True Value Hardware and Pet. Pet Day in May, that is tomorrow. Starts at 9 in the morning until 3 p.m., and somewhere around 11:30 or so, they'll put some hot dogs on the grill, and you can have take your four-legged friend along with you tomorrow. Christian, anything else we need to mention about this tomorrow?
I just want to make sure everyone knows that it's free. There's no cost, and there's plenty of parking. And Kelton's is on Old Fort Parkway, across from Kohl's and behind Sam's. You can't miss it. It'd be on the right-hand side as you're going away from downtown Murfreesboro down Old Fort Parkway. And like I said, it's free. Come by, hang out, get some great deals, have some fun, eat some free hot dogs, and let your pets have a great day.
You may know it as Franklin Road, whatever the name you want to go by. It's just right there past where you go to Old Time Pottery, go past that intersection, down the road a piece. Kohl's is across the street. Can't really miss it out on Old Fort Parkway. Christian, thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Don't forget Kelton's True Value Hardware and Pet. Pet Day in May. It's tomorrow. Glad that it's back. Hope you'll come on out. It's a free event. That, again, coming up tomorrow right here in Murfreesboro at Kelton's.